One of the criticisms, or perhaps the biggest criticism heaped on Elimelech, is that he left his people. Elimelech was the quote-unquote leader of Klal Yisrael, the Shofet, who lived in Beis Lechem Yehuda, and he decided when there was a famine, Vahi Rav Ba'aretz, he picked up and moved his family to Moab. And that's why Rashi says, he was an Ashir Gadol Haya, Uparnes Hador, and he left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz because of Tzaras Ayin. He didn't want to support the people. He had the means to support people during this famine, and he refused to do it. That's why he was punished. And Machlon and Chilion died in Moab, and he also died in Moab. The Chasam Sofer has a different take on the story. He kind of flips the script and explains that really Elimelech isn't completely at fault here. He's not the one only to blame, if we need to pin blame or ascribe blame to someone. His understanding is as follows. Elimelech vahi bimei shvor ha-shoftim, Elimelech ha-tzadik, he calls him, thought that, look, he was the shofet and people weren't listening to him. As the Medrash says, Oy lador sheshoftu es shofteyem, woe to the generation that judges the judges. Everyone was critical of the leaders. So Elimelech said, no one's respecting what I have to say. If that's the case, I'm not doing my job. I shouldn't be here. He said, it's better for me to leave and send himself into exile, maybe sending a message to Klal Yisrael that it's time to change. And in fact, we see this mentality, this cynical mentality of Klal Yisrael alluded to in the first two psukim of Megillas Rus. Vahi bimei shvor ha-shoftim, vahi rav ba'aretz. And how does it introduce our characters? Vahi vayelech ish mi beis lechem Yehuda, lagur b'stei Moav, hu v'ishto u'shnei vanav. A man from Beis Lechem Yehuda, unidentified, goes from his town to move and dwell and settle and stay Moav, him and his wife and his two kids. We don't even know who they are at this point. It's not until the second pasuk where it tells us, V'shem Ish Elimelech, V'shem Ishto Naomi, V'shem Shnei Vanav Machlon V'chalyon, Ephrasim Mi Beis Lechem Yehuda. Why is that necessary? Why do we need two separate psukim to give us this information? You can fit it easily into one pasuk, that in Shvot HaShoftim there was a famine, Elimelech and his wife and kids went from Beis Lechem Yehuda to dwell in and settle in Moab. Why are they brought into two psukim? Says the Chasam Sofer, because this is exactly the attitude of Klal Yisrael, how cynical they were and how brazen they were in the face of the Gedolei Hador. That while the Gedolei Hador were in Eretz Yisrael, when they were in Beis Lechem Yehuda, you know how they referred to Elimelech and Naomi? Ish. Ishto. Ushnei Banav. They were just people. Any time that there was a ruling, they laughed at it. They ignored it. When they messed up, they made a mistake, they degraded them. They made them feel terrible. They embarrassed them. Because that is the attitude of the people during the period of the Shoftim. Ish kol hayashar beinav yaseh. It was chaos. It was anarchy. But then it changed. At a certain point, they started calling Elimelech and Naomi. They started calling them by names, showing them respect. What great gedolim! Well, that's an unbelievable change. Why did that happen? Says the Chasam Sofer, no, that's not the point at all. They only started calling them the Gedolei Hador when they left. To continue criticizing them and saying, oh, look what happened. Look who left our community, the great Gedolim. They had a responsibility to be there for us, and they've abandoned us. How dare they? How could they do such a thing? But wait a minute. These were the same people who, while Elimelech was in Eretz Yisrael, they could care less about him and what he had to say and his attempt to lead the people. Oh, but now he's gone. Oh, now, oh, Gadol Dor is gone. This is the attitude when it's Ish Kol HaYashar Ben Av Yaseh, when it's a generation that is Shoftu Es Shoftehim, then perhaps it's not unexpected that Elimelech and his family ran away. There was nothing else for them to do. And that's the challenge as we grow as communities or in our communities with our leaders. Having Kavod HaRabbanim and respect for authority is so essential in order to create order and to ensure that the Mesorah is passed down from one generation to the next. And it's not a community that's Shoftu Es Shoftehim. It's not a judgmental community who's always critical of the rabbi or of the leaders or of the officials, but rather looking for ways to partner, to collaborate, and work together to bring us all closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ultimately to Yemos HaMashiach. Have a great day.